Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Reaching World for Christ in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Mom's here with me. She's over here, but she's choked up tonight, and it gets her to coughing every time that she talks. So I'm going to fill in and talk for her where I have to. And then Brother James will be on here in a little bit calling in. Join us this evening as we lift up the name of Jesus Christ to praise and worship and preach in the gospel of Jesus Christ as we are glad to be able to come back on to be in your homes or wherever you may be. Just reach out to the Lord for your need. And let me see here. If you're sick and need God to move on something, we are here to pray with you. I'm trying to do two or three things at one time. I'm usually sharing things out while Mom's doing it. We thank God for all the new listeners all around the world and the regular listeners. We're glad to have them back with us as well. And just help us out by liking and sharing the broadcast out so we can get the gospel out to others. And the subject tonight's coming out of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And I'm going to go ahead and sing right now because Brother James hasn't called in. So just give me a minute to get over here on my side of the room. I'm over here. I'm moving it back around here so I can get over here and start singing for you. Okay. We're going to start off with a song called I Made Up My Mind, and this is one of my mom's favorite songs, and I'm going to do it for her tonight. And y'all just pray for her. She's all clogged up over here. She is here with us here on the broadcast. Okay. Here we go.
I knew the time was right. For God told me fear and spoke to my heart that night. Told me my lost condition. I bowed in full contrition. And now I'm in a new position. This is made up my mind. I've made up my mind. No matter what others say, I won't follow Christ and walk in His way. So the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming my Christ, dying with Him and raising His life. All things of this world I'll leave behind, cause I made up my mind. Trouble came running to me, so I had to make a choice. When I run our faith, I stand against this evil boy. And after all God did for me, and Jesus' blood that set me free, I chose the Lord. see, and I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind, no matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His way. Though the battle gets hard and the road gets deep, that pain, I set my heart on becoming like Christ. Dying hill and late to you love, I'll think of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I've made up my mind. I'll think of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I've made up my mind. Rivers of joy and offering in my soul, I know my sin and its pain. I've been forgiven of my sin, and I'm born again. Praise God, it's still all I'll say. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. I know that my name's written down. I'm made, I'm free. I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Burden of sin that I've carried so long, it's gone. Cross from the grave, and you can't make me up what I'm about. Praise God, get settled, I'll say. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. Get settled, I know that my name's down. I'm saved, I'm free, I'm no longer a slave.
Now ain't that what it is?
different ground. I don't know just what you think I've done, but I came to see a okay. Knowing that's what it's all about. I didn't come to hear the cry of my birth. When I came, I chose a different route. I don't know if that's what you think I thought, but I came to see us okay. Now maybe that's what it's all about.
I see we've got Brother James called in now, and let me get over here to get to him. Okay. He's on. Brother James, come on in and obey the Lord. I'm having to talk for Mom because she's all choked up and can't talk tonight, so I'm having to fill in for her. And sing too. Are you there, Brother James?
Yeah, I'm right here, brother. Just praise God. You know.
Okay. He's up here with me, but he's listening.
I'm glad. I want to hear her old bullfrog voice tonight. I talked to her on the phone earlier, and she sounded like she had a mouth full of gravel, like me. We've both been.
Yeah, when she gets to talking too much, she gets the coughing. So she had a coughing spell on her just a minute ago. She's over here. She's not talking.
All right. Well,
go ahead.
All right. I want to praise the Lord for us having this opportunity to come and say something about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name. You know, it's not about me, and it's not about nobody but the chief. It's about him tonight. It's about, we got a topic I really like, and it's coming out of the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. It's verse 17. I want to read the verse. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know what he's describing there? He is a Christian, a born-again Christian. That's when all the old rope that tied our soul up, praise God, everything that bound us up and kept us down is gone. And we're made new. We get a new start. It's like, I'm going to do this over again. But you can't have Jesus in that same old sinful body, so he makes us brand new. We get a new heart. We get a new mind. We don't think the same. We don't look at things the same. We don't get mad and hold a grudge like we used to. We let things go instead of holding on to things that's no good. We reach out to get a hold of something that's great, something that's marvelous, something that loves us so much. He was willing to go to the cross and die to set us free from sin. That's why he said, behold, all things about us is supposed to be glory to God. Ooh, glory. We're supposed to be made new. And I thought about how many there are. They've held on to some little something, some grudge against somebody, something they like to do. They know it's a little wrong, but they just like doing it. And you know, God can't make you new if you won't let him. And tonight I'm talking about how people are, you know, you see them in church and they're dressed fine and look good and all that. But you see them out at Walmart and they got shorts on, so short, they're not decent, cut off shirts, all that, men and women, boys and girls. And they do that, but they still think they're right with God. That's okay, because I don't see nothing wrong with it. You don't have to if God does. That's what's going to count. That's why everything is made new, where we can see things different. We can see things as God does. We can see ourselves lacking if there's something wrong. We can see ourselves that maybe I'm not following it word for word what it said, but I'm pretty close. I'm all right. You're not all right till you're made new, folks. This Bible tells you, you must be born again. Well, to do that, you got to die. You got to die to be born again. The old man, woman, boy, or girl has got to be gone from your life, glory, before the new man, the new woman, boy, or girl can come forth in you. And it's led by the Spirit of God. That's how you walk. That's how you talk. That's how you live. That's how you present yourself, not just when you're in church, but when you're not in church. Glory to God. These people, glory to God, a lot of places I get to go out and visit people, maybe get to preach there. And they, some of them, supposed to be church members, come in with mini skirts on and stuff like that. Do you think God really made that and left that part in them when they made them totally new? Do you think he left that in? Or is something that they've just held on to because, well, I don't see nothing wrong. If I'm the judge, I wouldn't have needed Jesus to show me a better way. I wouldn't need him to took everything and wipe it away that was old in me and make me new from the inside out, glory to God. Because that's what we're preaching tonight, is everything in you should be new. Everything in you should be holy, because he said, be you holy, for I am holy. He's what Jesus said. If he comes in us, praise God. Do you know the Bible said that you can't sin no more because his seed remains in you? That's the word of God. And yet we find ourselves coming back to that altar because finally something will catch up to us and we realize that was wrong and we had to get down and repent again. But he said, don't come back to repentance from dead works, but just follow after Jesus. Pick up that cross every day. Glory to God. There's a good, right way that we can walk, and it's clean, and it's holy, and it's pure. Glory to God. One that he can be pleased in us, and it ain't got nothing to do with me looking back on that old man and trying to pick up a piece or two and take it with you. It won't work that way. I want to read a little bit over here. Started to very first verse of the fifth chapter. And it says, for we know that if our earthly house, this is this body, of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and a house not made by hands, eternal in the heavens. And I got news for you. You can't move in to a house that God's made unless your house is cleaned up. And that means your soul, your being, the part of you that's going to go to heaven, it's got to be clean. You can't move in that house because there's no sin, he said, would enter in there. So that's why he made us new. He started over with us. He's like the potter when he's making a pot and spinning the wheel and working with it. And something goes wrong, he'll just wad that clay up and wet it down and start all over again. That's what Jesus does. That's what it's talking about. If we're in Christ, we're a brand new creature, a brand new creation. Glory to God. But we got to be willing to be made over. We don't need to jump off the wheel till the potter gets done with us. Hallelujah, God. Because there's a lot of people, they come to the altar, they get down, and they ask God to forgive them, and they feel that when the spin debt leaves, praise God, but they got to hold on to part of that old way. You know what? If God can't finish the job, you're not going to do it yourself, because I know myself. I've had to go back a time or two and get down, Lord, I realize this right here. I should never have had it anymore, so just take it forever away. And I guarantee you, ain't many people ever served God didn't have to go back and get a little something else, took out and get it out of the way. Because he wants us totally new, a new creature, one he can work with, one he can reside in, one he can use to glorify his name, to carry the word of God, the name of Jesus, to the lost and dying, the hurting, the lame, the maimed, the halt, the deaf, the dumb, all of them out there. We're supposed to take that name there. Glory to God. He goes on and said, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. And I thought about that when it said, we won't be found naked. Right now, if you're living in sin, everything you're doing is naked to God. Everything you're not doing in the spirit and following after Jesus, you can't hide it. I don't care if you went down in a cave a mile deep and then done wrong. God sees you. He'll be right there with you. He'll watch you. He knows what you're doing. We can't keep nothing from him. So why, when we come to an altar and ask God, Lord, would you forgive me? Let Jesus come into me. Lord, let him live inside me and be my guide, be my teacher, be my friend, be my help, be my defense, everything I need. Glory to God, that's what he'll be. So say the word of God. Praise God. But we want to keep something that we've had that was never good to start with. And it's in every human. But when we come to Jesus, we come to him just like this. Lord, here I am. I'm not bringing nothing good because it said in me is no good thing. But praise God, there's not but one good. That's our Father which is in heaven. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking you to forgive me and take this sinful man away from me and let me be brand new in your eyes, in your sight. And the sight of the world, let them see how much I love God. Let the light of God shine forth for me. But friend, if you've not been made all new, you got a cover over that light. You might go to church and throw your hands in there, bounce up and down. Oh, yeah, go praise the Lord, glory to God. But if you're holding something back, I guarantee God's holding something back from you. And it's called the Holy Ghost of God. The spirit that we are supposed to have residing in us when he makes us that new creature. But that's what it said. If any man be in Christ, not in himself any longer, but in Christ, then he's a brand new creature. But as long as we hold something back, as long as you look in the mirror and you still resemble that old man, woman, boy, or girl that you used to be before you come to Christ, and the world sees that same one, how you go to them and witness and expect that witness to go forward if they're still seeing the old you when you're out in the world? It's not just at church where we present ourselves holy and blameless before God, but it's before this whole world. They all look into you to see if you'll fall, to see if you're truly a man, woman, boy, or girl of God, or if you're just putting on a good show when you go to church. I've seen them go into church, and they'll run and jump and run around all that. And as soon as a preacher got up there sitting there like this looking off and ain't interested, they won't open their Bible, sitting there looking at somebody fiddling on their phone. And they'll get up and go out halfway of the service and come back in. And then when it's time to pray for somebody, they're always looking down and looking around. They never get up to do it. How do you see God? Amen. How do you think you're right when you do that? How do you think you're right if the preacher jumps up and says on Sunday morning, look, we're going to have a special service this week, so-and-so night, and we're going to get together, maybe have a dinner together, bring some singers in. You always got one. I had plans that night. You ought to know better. I had plans made. God's on that back burner. They're on that front burner. They ain't never going to get nothing cooked either, I guarantee it, because we've got them everywhere that way. And it's not that they're bad people. It's just they've never finished the job. And friend, if you don't let Jesus do it, you ain't going to get it done. It goes on and says, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. See, I don't want to just live this life here. I want to live eternally with Jesus Christ in the kingdom that he went and prepared for us. He said, if I go away, I'll prepare a place for you, and I won't just leave you. I'll come again and receive you unto myself. But when he comes back and he sees you still doing the same stuff, you just claiming him, do you really think you're going to get to go home? And people don't even understand what I'm saying. You've got to be 100% bought, give up, for God. He's already paid the price for you. But do you know whose you are? Who do you belong to? Because if part of you is serving the devil and part of you is serving God, and you can't put them through. I'm going to show you something. I brought a show and tell tonight. I ain't never done this. But do you see this bottle of water? That on the top? You can turn it up, do that. what happens? It goes just back like it was. You know why? Because sin and God won't mix. Just like oil and water won't mix, sin and God will not mix in you. Glory to God. He said you can't serve two masters. You'll love one and hate the other, or you'll cling to one and throw the other out. Because that's exactly what he said. We've either got to give all of us to Jesus, because he will not take part in you. And friend, when you're going to church, and you can get in church and just, oh, you can praise God, sing good, whatever you do. And you go out of that church and you don't live it, it's profited you nothing.
Amen.
He that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Now, I want to ask you a question. I'm going to use this Bible. How many thinks if all of this is God on the bottom, pure and clean, living water, but you got that much, just a little tad, little bit of sin in you, how many of you think that you still going to be chosen of God? He's preparing the place for you right now. It's all settled. You went to the altar. It's done. You're finished. You asked forgiveness, but you got this much sin left in you. Do you really think God's going to let sin get in there with him? Do you think that his Spirit will stay in you if you got just that much sin in you? He said he couldn't. He said, I won't dwell in an unclean vessel. He won't stay there, folks. He has to get out. If everything in you hadn't been made new and you got just that much sin, glory to God, that Spirit of God will flee from you. He can't stay there because God and sin don't mix no more than this oil and water will. And people don't understand it or just don't want to because their lust and stuff is drawing them out to do something else. But it says this, therefore we are always confident, the ones that truly love the Lord and are in it and called according to his purpose, just knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. We're not with him yet, but he's with us. He's in us if we know the Lord. If we're confident in him, then he's inside us. He's leading us. He leads our mind. Glory to God. Sister Betty told me something today about a little boy we've been praying for, Landon. 4 years old, had cancer since birth. His mama left him at birth. And his daddy ain't had him. His grandpa and grandma has. But his daddy or somebody, I just put somebody come to see him, and they hurt him. They hurt that little boy and him that bad. And, you know, I got so angry for a minute. I was thinking if I'd been one of my kids, I'd have hunted him down like a rabid dog. And then I happened to think what the Bible said. God said, I'll recompense. I will give them their just reward. He's the one going to do it. We don't have to take that up. We don't have to take up arms and hunt that fella down. Glory, because God's got his number. But I'm telling you this, he's got mine, he's got yours, he's got everybody you know, he's got all our numbers, he knows everything about us, and I'm fixing to get to that. Glory to God. He said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We're confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You know, there's times going on right now in this world that sometimes I just wish, Lord, you know, I'm ready to go. It's so bad here. I hate to see my grandkids go through what they're going to have to go through. I hate to see people that's so mean that it could hurt that little boy and him with cancer and taking chemo and so bad off right now that it would hurt him on top of it. And that hurt me. It made me angry, but it hurt me too. To think that human beings are that low today. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with this world? I can tell you. You see the part on top of this bottle representing sin? That's what's wrong with this world. They've not been made new. That old man, woman, or boy, or girl is still inside them. It's still coming forth. It's still producing more sin. And their vessel is just getting more and more corrupt. Till they don't have natural affection. They don't have love. They don't have peace. They don't have joy. They don't have hope for tomorrow because their hope is in what they want instead of what God wants. And here's what it says. Wherefore we believe that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. And here's what verse 10 says. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. You see, God does know. He knows the little secret things that you can hide from the church, you know. You might hide it from your wife, your husband, your children. Your children may be hiding it from you. But God knows everything I think. God knows. Because he said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder even to the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what's in your heart. He knows if it's fast known God. He knows if you've truly been born again or if you're just pretending and trying to walk the walk to deceive people so you can keep doing the same evil stuff. But tonight, it's time we wake up. It's time to read over here out of chapter 3 in the book of John. And this is about old Nicodemus. Remember that story? That there's a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, which means master, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. That's just true. He was telling him how he felt about Jesus. But Jesus answered him kind of funny, didn't he? He said, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Can you imagine Jesus telling him that? Him going, be born again? What do you mean be born again? If we don't drop the old man down like a nasty rag and pick up that new man and that mantle of Christ and start going forward, and be a complete change in our life. Praise God, we're going to be lost, and we can't enter into the kingdom of God. He just told Nicodemus that, and it throwed him off his game. Oh, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? I mean, that's what everybody would think. What do you mean be born again? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You can't receive the Spirit of God in this old fleshly body. It's got to be made new and made. The inside of us is supposed to represent Jesus Christ. We're supposed, the Bible tells us, you're made ambassadors for Christ. That's a representative wherever you go. People see you in church, out of church, glory to God, when you're out hunting, fishing, going out just talking to people. Everybody is looking at you because you claim something, and maybe you ain't got it. And if you ain't been truly born again and the old one put down and dead behind you, praise God, you're not walking as Jesus said. He said, walk in newness of life. Well, newness of life is when a man has truly been born again. The first time I ever preached this message, I was at a church in Sullivan, and I preached of what it meant to be born again. I said, you get born again, and you won't recognize the you now compared to the you that you used to be. Everything changes. Everything's different. You're different. Your speech is different. Your thoughts different. Your heart is different. Your love is different. Your feelings are different. Your anger don't rise up and overcome you. You're just made different through and through. That's being truly born again. And everything will be led by the Spirit of God. That's when you know you've been born again. And I had the youth director at that church and the preacher's son that night come up and got saved. And he told them, well, y'all were already saved. But no, we wasn't. We had never felt nothing like this. When you're born again, you'll not have to have mama and daddy or no preacher or nobody else to tell you you was. because you'll know it, and you'll testify to it, and you'll live it, because when you're truly born again, you've laid the filth aside to this hope that you can reach out and get a hold of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. That's a forever thing. Glory to God. We still grasp it on today, reaching around. Our people does it all the time. They want this right now, this to satisfy this need, this over here to satisfy this need, when Jesus satisfies all our needs. Glory to God. Purifies us, cleanses us, and makes us into the image of God. Hallelujah, we're meant to be. We're children of the Most High God. Ain't it time that we get in the family and start doing the family's business? Glory to God. There's a lot of people has factories and big jobs and to follow in their footsteps. And I'm going to leave this to you, and you can follow after me. Well, glory to God. The Son of the Living God came to earth, lived and died, and he died on a cross. And hallelujah, God, we can be like him. We can give him us. And believe me, I don't know about you, but I wasn't bringing much to the table. But I love him. He loved me first, but I love him. With all I've got, with all I am, with all I'll ever be, I love the Lord. I'm not ashamed to say it. I don't care who knows it. And glory to God, if you're around me 5 minutes, I'll show you something and tell you that I love the Lord, that I'm truly born again, that there's something different about me now. I don't fall into all the traps. Satan lays them every day, but you know about where they're at and how they're going to be laid, and you can avoid them. Because the Holy Ghost, it said, would teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance. Glory to God. That we can't be deceived and eaten up by the devil anymore. You hadn't been born again. I mean truly born again. Satan will chew you up, but he won't spit you out. He said he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's going to swallow you. And you're going to be his. He's going to be in you. And you won't recognize yourself. I imagine that man probably never thought about hurting that little boy. But you know what? He did, because there's something evil ingrained in his soul that ain't never been took out. Glory to God. How do you think these people just get a gun and just go to killing people for no reason? Don't even know them. Just shoot them because there's no thought of life. There's no thought of death. Only thing they got in them is pure evil. They're following after Satan. He's invaded their soul, and he's took over. He's devoured them. But praise God tonight. We got a Savior that come to set us free from every chain that has us bound, every sin that so easily besets us. Is a God that will come down to liberate all the sinners from the sin that come into their lives. He can wipe us clean, make us whole, but we must be born again to enter in the kingdom of God. That's why he tells us, over in that 17th chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, if you're in Christ, you are a brand new creature, because you can't be in Christ and hold this little thing back or this little thing over here, or just when I'm out with my friends, I might do a little something wrong, but I go to church, I'm good as I can be. You didn't fool God. You're just fooling the church. You're just fooling the pastor. You may be fooling your family, but God's not fooled. It said God is not mocked. You can't deceive him. He knows you. He knows you from the inside out. He even told Jeremiah, I knew you before you was born in your mama's womb. I knew you before. He knew you then. He knows you now. He knows if you've been playing. He knows if you're pretending. And pray God tonight and just wake you up. You don't want to pretend anymore. That you really want Jesus. You want him to be your Savior. You want him to be your Redeemer. The one that's able to really let you be born again. And glory to God, when you are, you can receive the Spirit of God. You talk about protection. You talk about strength. You talk about peace. You talk about life. Glory to God. We get it so much more abundantly when the Spirit of God dwells within us. And when you raise your hand in anger to do something, draw your fist back, somebody made you so mad, you can release that and let go. Because the Holy Ghost at that moment will tell you. You can get out here. You may be a man and most beautiful woman you ever seen trying to get you off. And you say, no, thank you. I'm married. And I'm married to the Lord Jesus first, then my wife. And I don't want nothing to do with you or any sin. And walk off and leave them. And you know what? When you can do that, Jesus resides in you. When you do that, he is glorified. Just because you resist sin, you turn away from that darkness. Because I want to enter into the marvelous light of God. I don't know about everybody else, but we ain't got but a short time, folks, to work and to talk and to plead and to ask you, would you come to the blood? Would you come and be washed totally clean inside and out? And every part of you be made new and made whole through the love, the grace, and the mercy of Almighty God. Through the blood of Jesus, glory to God. Because tonight, I'm preaching for souls. I ain't preaching for fun. I ain't preaching to be doing something. I'm preaching for souls. We're losing people to hell. The Bible said hell enlarges its mouth every day. But you didn't read nowhere where heaven has to get bigger and bigger. He knows how many is coming. It'll be made just right. Everything in it's going to be clean. Pure, holy, sin won't never even be thought of there. Death can't enter in. No hurt, no pain, no sorrow. Glory to God. It's all right there. Why would we want to go somewhere else? I'm going to show you why one more time. See how sin separates you from God? It's still going back just like it was, wasn't it? It don't matter how many times you shake it up, how many times you get that bottle, I'm going to make that blend together. It won't do it. And God won't have sin in you come into his kingdom. He ain't going to have sin in you and his spirit come into you. You can get up and pretend like you're shouting until the roof falls down on you, and you still won't have the spirit of God as long as that sin's in you. God will not be. Hallelujah. I'm preaching the truth tonight. I know you might not like it. I'm praising God, but God told me. The day I called Sister Betty and told her God had showed me. And he told me to make this, to illustrate to people just how little sin it takes to keep you out of heaven. And glory to God. He even said in Revelation, all manner of liars shall enter in that lake of fire. Every manner of liar. How many of you has ever told a lie? Not no more. They ask me something, if I've done wrong, I tell them, yeah, I did. I'm not going to lie. They asked me one time at work, did you do this? Yes, I did. We ought to fire you as well. If you're going to do it. Now, you was honest about it anyway, and I'd messed up some parts. What I'd done and mixed them up. And guess who had to work over and sort them parts out? Same one that messed them up. I deserved punishment. I didn't mean to, but I did. But I didn't lie about it. I could have said, I don't know, I ain't messing. Because a lot of them would you? Have you got God like it's supposed to be? Hey, do you have him residing inside you? Hey, you have him in a way that we can get down and go to praying together, and we can see things done. We can see people healed. We can see people saved. Glory to God. Because we pray, me and Sister Betty, Brother Don, we get prayer requests calling to one another, and we get down and pray for them. We cry out to God till we can see a difference made. Glory to God. I want to be that kind of Christian, one that God listens to. Friend, if I've got this much sin in me, God's not listening because I've not been born again. I'm just trying to tell it like it is, Matt. And I know a lot of people don't like this kind of preaching. But you know what? I didn't like it either when I was lost. But when I got saved, that's the only kind I want to hear. I want the preacher. You remember that song? Preacher, don't tell me like I wish it would. Tell me like it is. I'm telling you like it is. Glory to God. Unless you've truly, completely, 100% give yourself to Jesus and been born again, you will not put your feet on that street of gold because you will not get in that gate. That's the Bible. That's the words of Jesus Christ. And glory to God, I believe every bit of it. But this is what I want to read some out of Colossians. before I get done here. May come back a little later or something. But it says this. And it's chapter 3, verse 8 in Colossians. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. I'll stop right there at that one. Do you know how many Christians I know? Different churches, different places. I've been to Kentucky. I've been to Virginia. I've been to Georgia. I've been to Illinois. I've been to Ohio. I've been to all of Mississippi. I've preached a lot. And still you'll hear Christians, supposed to be Christians, church members, as they call them, that walk out the church and somebody say something went on, they'll cuss a cuss word. Just come out of the church house. I've met with Christians in town and hear them say ugly words. I'm talking about bad ugly words. And I think about how can you claim Jesus Christ when he said, let all the filthy communication be put out of your mouth. And I get down sometimes, the Lord, if I've said something wrong, I want to be like Isaiah was. He told God, I'm a man of unclean lips. And God called in one of the angels. He went to the altar and put the tongue and put the coal of fire and touched him to Isaiah's lips and cleaned him up. And he knew when God done it. Hallelujah. And just a little after that, God said, who shall we send for us? And he said, Lord, send me. He was ready now. He'd been cleaned up by God. But people, if you're still spewing ugly words and stuff like that's coming out of him, that's because there ain't nothing good come in yet. It's still waiting on you to let go of that part also and let him clean your mouth up. Don't quit stuff on your own. Let God take it away from you. It says, lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds. That's what we're supposed to have done. When we come to Jesus and beg his forgiveness, his pardon, his mercy comes upon us, we're walking in the grace of God. The Holy Ghost is supposed to come inside, and our old deeds shouldn't be mentioned in us no more. We shouldn't see that old James Miles anymore because he's supposed to be dead, buried in baptism, and a new man rose up. That's what he's talking about, the water and the spirit. Praise God. Now it's just a bed that got my nose running. I don't know why that was hitting me. It said, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. See, when we're renewed, when we're made new, we're made in the image, closer to the image of God, because we don't have sin on us anymore. We don't go out and choose to do wrong. We don't let bad words come out of our mouth anymore. When they start to come out, open your mouth and glorify God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I don't have to be that way anymore. I can be different because you made me different. I can be clean because you cleaned me up. I can be holy because you're in me and you're holy. I can represent you because you're inside. And when they see me, they ought to see you, Lord. That's what's new. That's what's glorious. Hallelujah. You take an old country hick boy from Detroit, Alabama. Most people have trouble looking it up on the map. It's just barely enough. If you blink real big, you'll miss town. But that's where I grew up. That's where I'm at, out in the country. It's 14 miles to town. And praise God, this is where I grew up, right here. And I'm back home. This is what I called home. But my home is with Jesus. And one day I'm going to see it. But I want you back. I want everybody there. Glory to God. If you can hear this and see this, share it out. Because we are in the very last days. You think about that man that hit that boy and him that sick or done whatever he done to him. He hurt him. The Bible said in the last days, it's telling you about it, that the people would be without natural affection. How could you hit a little kid that's that sick or hurt him in any way? If you had any kind of natural affection, we love kids. That's in us to do that. Just like Jesus loves us, we are his kids. He tells us that when you're first reborn, you're a babe in Christ. You got some growing to do. That's why the Holy Ghost comes, the glory to God, to start teaching us the things of God. Because a lot of this scripture, it tells you in it, It's only spiritually discerned. You can't just get down and read it. Yep, I know it now. I know the way that it's spiritually discerned. The Spirit tells you, glory to God, what God's telling you, the truth in the Word. Glory to God, that's what it's about. He said this, said, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Now, glory to God. I got to thank you about that. I have met so many wonderful people since Jesus come into my life. I've met them all kind of churches in Kentucky, in Tennessee, where Sister Betty and them's at. I met them in Georgia. I met them all in Mississippi, Alabama, Ohio. You know what? God has got some wonderful saints that goes about his business because he's all in all in them. And they represent him and they show him and they live for him. Glory to God. But you just take this much, just a smidgen of sin in their lives that they do. Glory to God. Did you know that separates them from the Lord? And he ain't coming back till you've got rid of the sin. He's not coming back into a nasty house. I heard that song this evening. It said, working on a building. And I'm working on a building for my Lord. Well, glory to God. I'm still working on this one, too. Because I want to get closer. I want to get more like him. I want to be where I look at everybody the way he looks at them. I don't want to look at them like I do and think, look at that sorry thing over there. Look at they're just in sin. And they need somebody to warn them. They need somebody to show them an example. And will it be you? Hallelujah. Will it be you that goes to Walmart and always dress right, always looks right, always with a smile, always got a word of encouragement to speak to them? Are you the one that goes looking like they do? And say, yeah, I represent God. I just dress like this where I can communicate with them better. You dress like that because you're part of them. You see, we don't let them things be evil. It shouldn't be spoken of us. We shouldn't be running with the crowd that don't go to church and don't serve God, that drinks, mm-hmm. does their doping, does all kind of wild things. We shouldn't be part of that anymore because we are made new. God is all in all. Everybody should have Jesus in such a way. Glory to God. And that stuff don't tempt you, don't try you, don't get your attention anymore. But when you see them with pity and love the way Jesus looked on me when I was out in sin. He could have threw me away. And he sure wouldn't have lost much. But he saw a chance. He gave me a chance. And he called me again. And when he called me that time, I listened. And I ran to the altar. And I refused to get up till I knew that I had been changed inside and out. And it would never go back the way it was. But most people go to the altar. And as soon as they get them chill bumps on them, and that Spirit of God just comes close, they jump up and celebrate getting saved. Well, my Bible told me that he who endures, carries on in this to the end, my end, the same shall be saved. That's what it said. We're walking in newness of life because we're not sinning anymore. And God's leading it. And God's in it. And his power resides inside us. We can reach out in prayer, maybe into China, wherever, and go to praying for people. And that prayer makes a difference because the power of God resides in us. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost, when he comes, he brings power within us. We can change things. We can reach people. Glory to God. Out here in this world that needs so much help, so much hope. Maybe dope has got in their life and it's blinded. Everything they look at, all they study is dope. They'll steal from mom and daddy, husband and wife, steal from their kids to get money to buy more dope. That becomes their God. But we've got a word. The Bible tells us somewhere it's a word of reconciliation because God wants to reconcile him unto him by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He died to win our souls. Think about that. He died before we knew to win our souls back to him. And we ought to be willing to give up our life for him. And by that, I don't mean dying. I mean give up our lust, our desires. I have a desire to please God. I have a desire to see somebody else come to know Jesus. See, I have a desire, hallelujah, God, to see the churches on fire like they used to be. Glory to God. I remember this old church used to be up there. They got a big, big new one now. But you get in that old church, and so I'm telling you, you was in a Holy Ghost meeting when you walked in the door. Them people got in and served God. They got a big, new, fancy church now. It ain't like it used to be. He said, behold, all things are made new. But a new building don't bring you closer to God. A new house won't help you. A new car won't help you. A new clothing won't help you. New furniture won't help you. Glory to God. But a new soul cleaning that's done on the inside, and a new man, woman, boy, girl, rise up within you and face this world a different. Glory to God. It ain't a challenge to face every day because you know who walks with you. You know who's going to guide you. You know who's standing in protection of you. You know who supplies all your needs. And you know that you're his child. And just like a father, he'll watch over you and protect you from all harm. He'll put a hedge up. I know the enemy can't cross. Glory to God. That's just like when the devil went before God. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, yeah, he served you. You got a hedge about him. I can't touch you. God said, I'll take it down, but you can't kill him. Because he ain't going to let nobody kill us. Where he is, we belong to him. He done all them things to Job. Took everything he had, killed his children. Put sores on his body. Made him so sick, he couldn't even stand it. But praise God, he still glorified God. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But praise the name of the Lord. He was still lifting up God. Hallelujah. The new man, that's what will happen to you. You'll praise God in the bad time, in the depth of the valley. Praise God. And if you keep praising, God will lift you up. And soon you look around, the scenery is different. And he set you right back on the mountaintop, right where you belong, right where the children of God, they dwell there more than they do in valleys. Hallelujah. But we got to go through them valleys. Glory to God. To purify us, to strengthen us, to show us that we got help anytime, all the time, as we need him. God will be there. Glory to God. But if y'all don't remember nothing else I've said tonight, remember this little bottle. Pure and clean. Nasty with sin. We can be either one. We can be pure and clean on the inside, through and through. Or we can be nasty with sin because we've never truly been born again. We held something back, or something held us back. If you can't get this world off your back, then quit fighting and surrender. Don't sound right, does it? But when we quit fighting and just surrender it to God, we can find the victory that he died on Calvary to give us. Hallelujah. I praise God. Woo. I think about so many out there right now, this many. God may be dealing with your heart. What I've said in this little Bible got you to thinking. Well, I've told several lies lately. Well, that separated you from God. That's this part. But if you get rid of that and repent, all of you can be clear, filled up with living water. He told the woman at the well, if you know who it was that was speaking to you, you'd have asked me, and I'd have given you living water. Hallelujah. He said, that's his spirit that comes inside us, folks. If we clean up, we have not got nothing to fear anymore. Death is gone. It ain't got no hold on us. He told Mary and Martha, he said, glory to God. Them that believe in me shall never die. Well, if you believe in him, you're born again, and you're going to live forever because he's went and prepared that place for us to live. But you had to surrender all. You know, it's a song, old gospel song, says, I surrender all. And that's what it's going to take to get Jesus in your life. Surrender to him. When they lift their hands up, they said, I'm lifting my hands up in the air to praise God. I lift my hands up to tell him I surrender to you, Lord, to your will. Let your will be in my life. Because I've tried it my way, and Lord God, you know I failed. But since I've tried it your way and give my all to you, God, I ain't never failed again, and I never will, because you'll see me through every obstacle, every trial, every tribulation, and victory is just on the other side of every time. That's the God we serve. That's the God I love. That's the one that loved you. He came down and made a way for us all. So many have said, not yet, Lord. I ain't ready. I'm going to. I plan on it. I know I need it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. And I can tell you this, going to never got nothing done. But doing it, glory to God, you don't have no idea what joy and peace you'll find. I got down in here this evening. I was waiting for time to go on. I was warming the house up. And I got down in here and went to pray. And I wound up out on the porch jumping up and down because God was there. And he'll be with you every time you pray, every time you cry out, every time you hurt, every time you're sick, every time you're sorrowful. But you got to let him in. People have told him before. The Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. But you know, even if a salesman comes, he ain't going to knock but so long. A salesman, boy, he's wanting to sell stuff so bad. He might see you in there, he'll knock, 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 knock. You won't answer the door, pretty soon he'll leave. Jesus may have knocked his last time if you don't open that door. Tonight could be the call of all calls. Tonight, he may be calling you wherever you're at. And I know I feel some that he is. He's telling you, look, have you pretended long enough yet? Have you went to church and throw your hands in the air? But yet you're going out and doing the other stuff too? That's not of me. That's not of my will. That's not my way. That's not pure. That's not holy. That's not clean. And I think it's time you stop. Right now, if you're one of them, and you've been holding back on God, I want to say a prayer tonight that you, this is the time that you let go and you surrender to God and say, Lord, I'm letting everything go. I'm putting you in control of my life, of my soul. Lord, perfect me in your image. Make me like Jesus. I want to be one that when I wake up in the morning, I make sure I've got my cross where I can take my cross and follow you. If you're one of them that's sitting there, put off everything. Come part way to the throne, but not all the way. Pray with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, we come in the blessed name of Jesus. In the hope and assurance, Lord, that all that call upon you, they won't in no wise be cast out. As you said, it's not your will that none would perish, but all would come to repentance, God. And I ask you tonight, Father, just have your way. Let this word go out and accomplish what you've seen it to do. There's so many out here today that they've got everything in the world that worries them and stays on their mind and keeps them tied up in knots. But God, I ask you, break those yokes. Tear them chains and throw them down, God. And let them surrender unto you. Let them truly be made brand new, whole, glory to God, born again, and filled with the Spirit of the living God. Sanctify them. Lord, and set them apart. And let this world not touch them anymore. Let the dope, the alcohol, the sin just be gone from their mind and their lives forever. Free them tonight, Father. Lord, if there's any sick tonight, I ask you to move, Lord, especially on little Landon. He's had it so bad, God. I think about, I've had life so good, and I've complained so many times. But I look at that little boy, what he's went through, what he's still going through. And dear God, I know, I'm ashamed that I ever complained about anything. I'm ashamed that I ever come to, Lord, I'm hurt. Lord, I'm this. Lord, I'm at your feet right now where I should be. And dear God, I lift up my hands to praise you because I believe you'll touch that little boy. You'll help him, God. One way or the other, he's going to be set free from that cancer. And dear God, I ask you to bring peace in his granddaddy. Lord, that he won't put vengeance before his eyes, but he'll turn it over to you and let you have it. And you be in control, God. And Lord, I ask you that the lives of those out there tonight, they've turned them over to you. And they've said, Lord, here am I. I'm like Isaiah. God, clean me up and send me forth to do your will. God, help me and forgive me. And I pray, dear God, that you have and that you will. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. You know, y'all, it hurts me anytime I see little kids suffer. I got where I can't stand to see the St. Jude commercials on TV. All them little kids with cancer over there. They send them over all the time. They said 1 in 5 of them will die. Now think about that. What heaven's going to be full of? All these little kids that's gone on, they're going to be there. Boy, I want to be there with them. Because he said, out of the mouths of babes and suckers comes perfected praise. They know how to praise God. And I want to help them throughout all eternity. Glory to God. I just pray that this has helped somebody. I just ask everybody, just share this out and just send it everywhere. Let people think about this. And let them think about this. There's a separating line right here. And it's against the darkness and the clearness and the light of God. Until we get to that, we ain't going to the kingdom of God. There's another place meant for the ones that's got the sin in their life. And that's called the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Made for Satan and the fallen angels. Not made for us. We was all made in the image of God to be for God. And so many is turning their back on the greatest gift ever given, gift of salvation. I pray you're not one of them. I want to know, y'all to know this. I love you. I'm praying so hard that we get to hear from some of you. Just, I got saved. I turned my life around. I got saved because I don't want to be like that bottle. I don't want to be filthy on the inside like that where God won't come in. I need him in my life. I need his help each and every day. This text, let us know, messages on this program, and let us know that you give your life to God. If he's moved in you, we want to rejoice with the angels because they're going to rejoice over you, and we want to help them. Until I get to come again, know that this old man loves you. And let's pray God's blessing upon you, your families, all the sick and afflicted, the ones in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails, because we all need God, and we all need his help every minute of every day. God bless you till I come again.
Thank you, Brother James.
I said, I'm going to turn it back.
Thank you, Brother. Thank you, Brother James, for coming on with us tonight and preaching us a good message. And I'm going to go ahead and sing a few more songs, and then this has been requested, this next song that I'm going to do. This one's for Brother Ron out there. We all need a Savior. Let me get back over there to my area to sing. I'm over here on Mom's side. Let me walk back over here to get my mom. Okay, here we go.
We all need a Savior, and there's only one. This is from heaven, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He paid our sins and won our freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one. We've been told to follow your heart, be what you want to be. But there's a God in heaven, we will last your sins. And on the day of judgment, what will he say to you? We all need a Savior, and there's only one. Death down from heaven. freedom. We all need a Savior, as there's only one.
You may feel like you have it all. For the tide has turned and you feel your back is against the wall.
You're been searching for something that keeps eluding you.
The answer is Jesus. He'll give you life to you.
We all need a Savior, and there's only one. Sent down from heaven, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He paid our sins and won our freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I'm going to do this next song. Brother James likes to hear this song, and I know he knows what it is. You know how it feels to be a child of the King.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing and hear a still small voice that you just keep this missing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you, all the cause someone died? Do you know how it feels when he longs to surrender? Has he just walked away, never to be remembered? And I know that's real, then all they do, you know how it feels, and how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melting and tears started flowing the moment you found it? Do you know how it feels? You know you've been changed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels wherever he's gone? You still get a feeling that you're not at home. Though the heaven is real, tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? The Heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Don't make it to know how it feels.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to
God. Let me find me another one here. Let me see. Okay, let's see here.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't. Well, this next one, I guess this one right here, I guess the nipple goes in the suit, I guess. When I start my day with you.
When morning comes and the day seems hard to bear, and I wonder, does anyone really care? Mm-hmm. only count my blessings. And the morning doesn't seem so long when I start my day with you.
Oh,
new song. Oh, yeah, boy, within my heart. Yes, if I walk with him, he's my way. Yes, if I walk with him, he's my way.
Man.
Okay. I just seen a prayer request come in here. I just got done, you know, all of y'all tuning in. I'm trying to fill in for Mom because she's kind of choked up tonight, can't talk without coughing. So, Brother Ivan Queen, he's wrote here in the chat here. He's requesting prayer for him. I guess for him, maybe him and his wife both, I guess. They're still needing prayer in their body, I guess. And everybody else out there, if you got any prayer requests, you can send them in there. We're going to turn it back over to Brother James at this time. Or, well, I'll read some more of these prayer requests out right here. Little Callie Mae, that weighed just a little over a pound, was born early, and she should be coming home soon, and another baby. We all have been praying for her to come home soon, too. Harold Hooper has been hurting in his stomach. He has a test done on January 16th. Pray for everything to be well. And Larry needs God to move for him. And pray for the Yearwood family and the Levine family. They lost their grandson, Josh, on the 22nd. He left behind three small children. And Highway to Heaven Church said to pray for them. Their niece's dad had a stroke, and he is in ICU. And Kevin and Tiffany Strickland and the kids, they're needing prayer. James Chandler had surgery for a complete, he had surgery. He's pray for him, complete healing. Tina Huskins Rogers has taken 87 chemo treatments. Little four-year-old Landon that we've been talking about. He had surgery, and you just remember him in your prayers and his treatments he's going through. His grandparents is taking care of him, and the little girl needs a miracle. Remember Kenneth and Brenda Watson, their daughter passed away. Anthony needs prayer, shortness of breath, and Dustin is on a ventilator, needs a miracle. Dora and Jay Mason, we're praying for a miracle for Dora. Sharon Archer said she needs prayer, and Hagen has a head and chest congestion. Daniel Friend said he's got his pain, his pain level is high. Prayers for him. And Lily Choate has an unspoken request, and just as we also said, Ivan and Deborah Queen, they're still needing our prayers too. I'm gonna turn it back up, and Mom too. She's all choked up, so. Remember her in your prayers, and I'm going to turn it back over to Brother James Miles right now.
All right. Remember all of them in our prayers. All of you out there, remember them. Lift them up to God because he is the answer to every prayer we've got. But I want to read just a couple more verses here. It comes out of the 9th chapter of Matthew, verses 18 and 17. And I was thinking about this today. The reason we've got to be made new, he even put scriptures over here, the reason we've got to be born again and all that, and this sort of goes along with it, I wanted to read it. And it says, no man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. And neither do men put wine, new wine, into old bottles. Else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine in new bottles, and both are preserved. Now that's what you think about the Spirit of God. That he said, you know, told them there in the first chapter of the book of Acts, he said that they would receive power once the Holy Ghost came. Well, that power of God is what he's talking about. That's like that new wine. You try to put it in an old bottle, it's going to bust that bottle out. It's not going to stay there. That's dirt. There's filth. You know, and that Spirit is in to keep us clean, to lead us, to guide us, and all that. And just like you don't put a brand new piece of cloth on a place that tore on real thin bridges, because it'll just make the tire worse, because the new is stouter than the old. And that's what he's telling. I've got to make you new before I put this new wine of my Spirit in your body, something that you didn't have. Before you can hold that in your body, I got to make that body new, because it'll just bust you wide open, because it'll go to fight the sin, and he'll just tear you apart. Because that's why we got to be made over. That's why we got to be born again. Glory to God, because God's wanting to give us something that's stronger than anything we've ever had. Well, the Holy Ghost, think about this. He said the Holy Ghost would teach us all things, everything. That's how to be a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, how to love, how to cherish things, how to look for a future when you can't see the way, how to have faith enough to be in the darkness, but you know who's the light and where to go to get the light. All the things that God does, that's what he's telling us. Glory to God. I can't put that in you in an old bottle. So I'm making you a new bottle. That's when you're born again. And I give you that new body, glory to God, that you can have the Holy Ghost in, that you, where you can be a child of the living God, where you can be whole and complete in Jesus, glory, because we can't hold God in something filthy. We can't hold God and hold hands with the devil at the same time. We are the tabernacle of God. We're the house that Jesus lives in. And glory to God, once he's in, that's why people can see him in us that are truly born again, because he resides in us. He's going to show out of us. Praise God. But if you just that same old person that you was to start with, not been born again, not been changed, every fiber of your being, glory to God, changed and give up to God, surrender to him, knowing how bad you need him, praise God, I'm sorry, but you probably never find him, because he desires somebody that's humble enough to get down and to seek him and to beg his for, knowing that they've done wrong, knowing they're not living right, knowing they're doing stuff that they shouldn't do. And that's the ones that's going to find salvation. That's the ones that are made new bottles, new places for God to come in, because he can't come in them old places. I thought about myself in my life. I polluted this tabernacle enough with sin. And there wasn't no way God was going to come in that. That's why I had to be born again. That's why the old man had to die, that a new man could rise up in his place. That's what water baptism is about, to show the death and burial of that old man, but the resurrection of a new man in his place. Glory to God. That's what it's all about, folks. And glory to God. That's what them two verses is teaching us. You can't just take glory to God, the power of God, the might of God, the forgiveness of God, the grace of God, and put it in a sinful house. It won't dwell there. It just tears its way out, because it would be fighting sin, and it would be fighting us, because the Spirit of God is right opposite from sin, just like oil and water, like I showed you. It just don't mix together, and we can't do it. We got to be completely cleaned out. And a new man or woman standing before God that's ready to receive him, that's ready to serve him, that's willing, glory to God, to go forth and sing the praises of Jesus. We got people today, they might be Christians, but they keep their mouth shut about it. They're afraid somebody will judge them. Well, you judge us because you're a Christian. I don't judge nobody. I can judge your fruit. That's it. If you're bringing forth filthy, nasty fruit, praise God, I can look at that and say, you need Jesus. You need salvation. You need healing. You need to be born again. Praise God. Yeah, I can say that, but I can't look at nobody and judge them. That's God's job. But praise God, what I read to you out of the 10th chapter, the 5th verse of 2 Corinthians there, said that we are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day, and all of us have to be judged. And I'll tell you this, he may love you with all his heart, but he's still going to tell the truth about you. And that's scary, folks. And the Bible even says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Because when you do, you better not be dirty, because you ain't going to touch his hand long. He's going to get that dirt and filth off of you. Glory to God. You got to be cleaned up. You got to have salvation. You got to be walking in the grace of God, living it. And glory to God, being part of the kingdom of God, part of the church of Jesus Christ. We're all parts of the church. The church is not these buildings we have. It's us. We are the church. He's not coming back after these big buildings they built. He's coming back after a people that long for him, that trusted him, that sought their salvation in him, that seek his face, glory to God, to come in their time of trouble, to come in that midnight hour when their kids is about to die or their wife or their husband or somebody that'll be there with them and carry them through if they lose them and help them, glory to God, along the way. But he's also that source of hope. That source of hope. When the doctor said, there ain't nothing we can do for them. They're going to die. I've seen many of them get out of the bed, go home, and live years after the doctor said, just a little bit, and they're going to die. Why? Because that doctor has not got control, but Jesus does. And if we'll just yield into him, I'm telling you what, he'll make such a difference in our life that we can look back and wonder why it took us so long to come to him. Because I've been there and done that. I come to the Lord and finally surrendered everything. I wanted clean. I wanted to be not just go take a bath. I wanted to be cleaned up. And every bit of that junk gone for me, because I had the old bottle there. You can't put no new wine in it, because the bottle would have broke and shattered out. But praise God, he made me over again. And praise God, I'd never seen nothing the way I used to. Everything is different. Everybody I look at, I can love them, no matter what they do or what they're accused of or what kind of life it is. I can still love them and have mercy on them, because that's the Jesus that comes inside you. And you can forgive people that have done you terrible. People that talked about you, lied on you, carried tales about you, all this stuff, tried to tear you down and break you down, tried to destroy your family. Whatever they've done to you, you'll find forgiveness in your heart, because that's who Jesus is. He's our forgiveness. He's our source of help when there is no help nowhere. He's the answer when there's no answer to your problem. Glory to God. He's a salvation when there is none nowhere else. He's the only hope that I have in this world that I don't have to suffer death. I'm going to live forever because I know who he is and he knows me. And people, that makes a difference. Glory to God. I went to work one day at the trailer plant and I was whistling and singing as I come into work. And the boy said, what are you so happy about? I said, I'm happy because I know Jesus. But that ain't really what's making me. I'm happy because he knows me. Glory to God. That makes you happy, boys and girls. I'm telling you, men and women, if Jesus knows who you are, you don't have nobody to fear. There ain't no weapon formed against you can prosper, because you walk in the power of God. You walk without fear. Glory to God. But you walk with mercy in your eyes and in your heart for each and every one that comes against you. Whatever they do, whatever they say, whatever happens, you can still have mercy, because you know that you're only where you're at with God because he showed you mercy. And people, I tell you today, it seems like they get all to get somebody, and they'll try to blast their name all over the internet, tell all kind of tales on them, try to blacklist them, this, that, and the other. All the stuff they do, it ain't nothing but garbage, because they ain't got no love in them. They have no Jesus in them. Jesus is not about that. He's about putting your differences aside that you might can win a soul. He's about letting go of everything that had you tied down where he can truly set you free. Tonight, I showed y'all that bottle with that oil and water in it, because I just wanted everybody to know that's just how God operates. Sin and him will not be ever be put together. That's the reason you can't put that new wine into an old bottle, because that old bottle got to be made new, got to be brand new. He said, them that's in Christ are a brand new creature. In other words, in his eyes, we've never done nothing wrong because he's made us new. We get to start over. We get to put every sinful act that we ever had. He takes it, and he said, he cast it in the depths of the sea, never to be remembered again. I call that a sea of forgetfulness. That's where he puts our sins and our trespasses. But glory to God, if you don't never come to him, if you're never born again, if you never start over and get made new, how are you going to face him when it comes judgment time? Because it's coming on us all. There's people leaving this world every day. Have you ever stopped and thought, how many of them was ready, Lord? How many of them had Jesus the way it takes it to make it in? Because a lot of them's going to be left out because the one thing that they put off and didn't get done was coming to Jesus in a true faith, in true holiness, in getting down and really crying out with a humble voice, submitting ourselves to God, glory to God, that he can free us from us. I've said this before, the biggest enemy I've ever had wasn't Satan. It was me. I looked in the mirror, and when I looked in that mirror, the biggest enemy to my salvation looked right back at me. That I realized I was in the way. I was the one that sinned. I was the one that come short of the glory of God. I was the one that was dying in sins and trespasses. I was the one that needed mercy. I was the one that had to beg and plead with God to forgive me. I got down and cried so hard that last time I got in the altar. I cried so hard, I wept a carpet on the altar. Praise God, because I was not going to move until that one that was looking back at me in that mirror, till I knew he had changed, till I knew he wasn't going to hinder me no more, till I knew there was something different about that man, because that man was my enemy. That man was stopping me from being able to receive Jesus Christ. That man was what was holding me back. That man with his, but I like doing this, and I like doing that, and I will someday. That man almost sent me to hell. And if I'd listened to him any longer, he might have got the job done. But since I turned loose and asked God to forgive me and received him into my life, people, I don't have fear of dying no more. Because I remember when I had my eye taken, a foster boy hit me in the head with a big slab of cement block. Threw it overhand, hit me in the head. Broke eye socket, bones all around it. And drove my glasses through my eye and all that. And it was bleeding like crazy and didn't know how bad it was. I was scared to reach up and feel. Got in the ambulance and they said, you going to take him up to the hospital? I said, no, he's got to go to Lexington. He's too bad. And that come on me. I said, Lord, I may be dying. It may have crushed my skull. And I went to pray. And I said, there's a peace and a comfort come over me like I've never had in my life because I knew I was ready. What about you tonight? Do you know if Jesus calls your name tonight and you've got to leave here and you don't never see the sun come up again, are you going to be all right? Do you know how it feels like that song to lay your head on your pillow and know if you don't wake up that you still, you've got the victory, you're going home, you're going to be with Jesus, you're going to see your loved ones that's gone on before? Praise God. Have you got that? Because if you're not, praise God, you're still in the old bottle. And the old bottle cannot hold God. You've got to be made new. Friend, tonight we preaching this, and I beat the drum hard as I know how in 14 different ways. But to tell you this, God loves you more than you'll ever know till you come to meet him on his terms. On your face if you have to lay it in the floor, but get down and cry out and feel that love of God as he enters you and forgives you and takes that sin debt away that you don't never have to worry about it again. Paving your way into the streets of gold or through the gate of pearl. Praise God. You imagine being there where you just walk on gold all day. And we think it's riches down here. Up there they use it for the streets. So people, that's the place we need to be. But you've got to be just like it said. You've got to have that put in a new bottle. So we've got to be made over. You don't put a new piece of cloth and sew it on an old pair of real thin blue jeans because it'll just tear around it. And that's what they're telling women that have patched clothes knows exactly what I'm talking about. And anybody, I don't know anybody makes wine. Praise God for that. But I know that you can't put new wine, and it's still working off, in an old bottle, because it swells up and it'll bust that bottle. Well, you imagine what the Spirit of God would do to us if we was full of sin and the Spirit of God come in and they went to war and inside us? We would bust too. Tonight, I'm asking you. I'm pleading with you. I'm asking you right now. Have you got him where you know you're all right? Where you know things is took care of between you and him? That you ain't got to worry about when judgment day comes. Your judgment day may be tomorrow. But we've all got to stand there. We've all got to receive that judgment. We know it's going to be a righteous, a truthful judgment. He's going to look on us. But he tells us in Matthew chapter 7 that many's going to come in that last day and stand before him and say, Lord, Lord, hadn't I done many wonderful things in your name? I've cast out devils in your name. I've done this and that. And he's going to look at them and say, I never knew you. You would never let me make you new and make you whole, and put me within you, that you could stand against the wiles of the devil. You never put on that armor of God. You never received the love and the mercies of God. So just depart, man, I never knew you. Friend, I don't want to hear that. There's something that, two words that suit me. Welcome home. That's all I want to hear. Welcome home. When I get there, I want to know that I can go in. Friend, tonight I ask you, if you don't know it, you don't have that sureness in you, would you please get down and pray? Don't wait till tomorrow. The Bible says, harden not your heart. Today's the day of salvation. Don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come for you. It may never come for me. But if it don't, celebrate me home, because that's where I'm going. I've made my preparations, and I know that Jesus loves me enough that when I leave this world, I'm going to be where he's at. But do you know that about you? Do you know it about your wife? Do you know it about your kids? Have you got down and prayed for your family lately? Have you read your Bible every day and studied the Word of God that you don't make no mistakes in your walk with him each and every day? Have you grown in the Lord? Because we can't stay the same all the time. We need to grow in God. We need to gather Jesus up, hallelujah, God, and seek his face, that we can get more and more of him in us. Praise God, because I want to know that I know that I know that I'm making it in. Praise God. Don't lay down tonight and say, I hope I do. I used to ask people, well, if you died today, would you go to heaven? Well, I hope so. If you have to hope, you don't know, and you don't have it. If you can't say, yes, I am, I know him, then you're in trouble. And, friend, I'm preaching this because people don't understand how serious it is. But I know a lot of people that's left this world, but they was going to get saved. They didn't make it. They left before they could, whether car wreck, heart attacks, something just take them right then. I don't know where they're at. I'm not their judge. But I know they put off getting saved. Don't you put it off. Reach out to Jesus right now, and I'll guarantee you'll find he's reaching for you at the same time. He's been reaching for you. His hand is stretched out right now to the lost and the dying and the hurting in this world. And all he wants is for you to just break down and reach up to him and say, God, you may say, look, I'm on dope, God. You don't understand. I'm a dope addict. I can't quit. I've tried. And I just keep going back and keep going back. But if you will cry out for his help, you won't have to go to no program or no rehab. He'll take it from you. You're listening to one that knows. He'll take the alcohol from you. Everything that's got you bound up, he will set you free. All you got to do is reach your hand up in there right now. And Jesus, I need you. Please come and forgive me. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Be the hope of my prayer. Lord, just release me from this bondage that I've been under for so long. And let me come home. I won't just sit at the marriage table of the Lamb, Lord, and eat that supper with you. Glory to God. You know what? If you prayed that, and you prayed it from your whole heart, God heard you right then. He heard you, and he's there. And he's working inside you right now. to clean you up and to free you and to take that bondage, whatever it is, that's got you bound down and wore down till you just seem like you can't fight no more, till you just surrender. Well, praise God. Try surrendering to Jesus tonight, and glory to God, them other fights will be gone. And Jesus will take them from you. Friend, I love you. I'm not telling you no stories. I'm one that got delivered. And I know what it's like to have things that's on you that you don't seem like you can give up. God took it away. I ain't never been hindered again. And I'm telling you what he can do. He loves you that much, but you've got to be made new. And praise God. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back to you now. I'm getting choked up in my throat. And I'll let y'all
know. Okay. Okay, she's still choked up in her throat, too. We need to also remember, add this to the prayer list, too. Our friend Dorothy Prater, she lost her dad. So let's remember her in our prayers, too. And she lost her husband not too long ago as well. Okay, we'll just go ahead and pray, and then we'll go off.
All right.
Yeah, since we've done all of our parts.
Okay. Well, let's just pray then. Dear Heavenly Father, as we open our hearts and souls up to you, God, we ask you to fill us up. Lord, ask you to move into each one tonight. I know there's some out there that's been touched, God. I felt the Spirit go forward, and you put the call into their hearts. I ask you, Lord, tonight that they would surrender to you, that they would find a victory like they've never found. God, that they'd be freed of everything that's in them bound, and that, Lord, that you'd set them up to know that they are the children of the living God, to be with them forever and ever. Dear God, we pray tonight for all these sick. Lord, for the two babies that we spoke of, God, one with cancer, one that little baby born so tiny. God, I ask you to be with them and work a miracle on each one of them, God. There's a lady that's down in Florida, and Lord, she's got cancer and down there to take treatments, God. Her husband, I think, went down to be with her. And Lord, we just ask you right now, bless her. Bless her with mercy and healing in her body. And God, everyone that's called in, God, there's so many tonight, they're all around the world, that need a touch of your mighty hand. They need that healing virtue of God to enter their bodies. Lord, to set them free from this sickness. It's all around the world. Lord, Sister Betty is choked up tonight, Lord. And when I get stirred up, get hot, I get to coughing and barking, Lord. But it ain't nothing that you can't fix. It's not beyond your touch. And there's no cancer out there that's beyond your reach. There's no blindness, sickness, a halt, lame, whatever it may be, God. We know that you're able. We've read about the miracles you did while you walked on this earth, Jesus. And we know tonight, you said if we cry out in your name and believe it, Father, that it would be done. And glory to God, I believe that. And I claim that the miracle of faith would move tonight and touch each one out there, Lord. Each one in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the prisons, the jails, Lord. Wherever they're at, I know there's many tonight that need a touch from you. Brenda Zane Norma up there in Ohio is in the hospital ICU. Lord, I ask you to visit her tonight. Lay healing down on her, God. Lord, I know that we're all getting old. We're all getting closer to home. But Father God, while we're here, give us the strength and the help to work on for you, Lord. Help us to bring a word stronger and stronger. Lord, to show us that message in our life that would show people that Jesus is real, that he's alive, that he lives with us. And God, I ask you, let the healing be done tonight where they can be walking miracles and testimonies under your great name. Lord, I ask you to move on Brother Don. Help him, God, in his health, to move on his church, Lord, and all the churches in America and around the world that serve Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask you to bless them, to multiply their blessings to them, Lord, and strengthen them in your spirit, and let them walk in that newness of life that you told us to walk in. And Father God, tonight, I thank you for this opportunity we've had to bring the word of God and to give it to them, Lord. And I pray that it pricks their hearts so bad that they get down on their knees and cry out to you and ask you to be in their life and forgive them. Lord, it makes me cry to think how many there are out there that need you so bad, Lord. There's so many leaving this world without you. And God, I'm trying my best to win another soul for you, Lord. I hope there's many that write in and tell us we got saved tonight. Because, Lord, that's what it's all about. And I pray that the ones that are sick, that gets healed, they'll write and say, if the Lord heal me, and glory to God, we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For it all belongs to you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And we fully expect these prayers, Lord, to everyone be answered. Because we did ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we enjoyed it, everybody. Thank you, Brother James, for being on here with us and everybody out there listening to us. And we'll be back again next Thursday, carrying on. This is in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. This is his broadcast that he had, and we're carrying it on for him, Reaching the World for Christ. And this is always on every Thursday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock USA Eastern Time. And then we have Brother Don's broadcast on Mondays from 6 o'clock is when we start. USA Eastern Time, and we'll join us then too. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and remember, Mom, your prayer, and everybody else up there, Ivan and all them, and Don and everybody, and amen. James. Remember him too. All of us that's choked up.
Yep.
All right, bye, everyone.
Good night. Love y'all.